Way less than shit for brains. By End Politicians, March 20, 2022, blog, politics, writing. Well, Canada's globalist branch of government, the Feral Federals, have updated one of their COVID policies regarding air, land, and water travelers. Incoming vaccinated travelers to Canada, whether Canadian subjects or foreign nationals, are no longer required to take a mandatory COVID test. However, random testing will still be carried out, and the vaccinated will no longer be required to isolate while awaiting test results. Unvaccinated foreign nationals still are not able to travel to Canada, and unvaccinated Canadian subjects returning to Canada are still required to isolate for 14 days. But do not dare to think for oneself and question brain-dead government policy regarding COVID vaccines, such as the fact that it is scientifically proven that the COVID vaccine does not prevent the transmission of the virus whatsoever, yet government carries on with the undeniable ignorance. And we pay these politicians? Domestically, as most provinces lift COVID restrictions, until next fall anyways, Canada's globalist puppet Justin Trudeau and the Feral Federals have just recently made it law that all cruise ship passengers must be fully vaccinated. The Trudeau has not made any mention of repealing the Canadian apartheid state that he and Klaus head puppet have created. That is right, unvaccinated Canadians are not allowed to board an airplane or train and travel within their own country. Again, do not even try to think about the scientifically proven fact that the vaccine does not prevent the transmission of COVID in any way, shape or form. Injecting insulin or heroin has the same effect of negating a COVID infection as does an actual COVID vaccine. If politicians actually had shit for brains, the world would be a much better place to live. Gee, do you think the Trudeau, at the request of his globalist puppet masters, is going to make an annual COVID vaccine a requirement to travel by air, whether domestic or international travel? Clearly his lack of fortitude and prostituting morals foreshadows his desire to punish free-thinking individuals. Any leader with any sort of dignity would address his intentions of whether he plans to continue to have Canada be an apartheid state. Personally, I am sick and tired of being a second-class citizen in my own country and refuse to sit idly by in the Canadian apartheid state without taking any actions to attempt to draw attention to and end the highly discriminatory, unscientific reasoning of a globalist shill engaged in treason by decreasing the sovereignty of his own country by placing it in the hands of the partners and stakeholders of the World Economic Forum and other globalist institutions. My spring break starts tomorrow, Sunday, March 20th, the first official day of spring, and I will be performing my tour of duty in the Canadian spring, where I will be making the 4,381 kilometers drive to Ottawa in order to peacefully protest Canada's apartheid state and the treasonous globalist puppets that have implemented such a regime. Any other Canadians who feel the same should participate in the Canadian spring to send a message to the Trudeau and his handlers. If enough people show up, we could make history. Surely to be highly against any ideas and to not participate in attempt to stop such disgusting actions is a sign of a conquered soul. Barring any automobile malfunction, I fully expect to be in Ottawa in order to peacefully protest at Parliament beginning Monday, March 28 through to Friday, April 1. Hopefully others will show up to do the same. Here is Parliament's schedule. My last couple of posts have lacked any comical appeal, so here is one from the vault. Why are there only two pallbearers at a politician's funeral? There are only two handles on a garbage can. CR.